The following program is a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you like it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Go to am1260therock.com and click on the orange donate button.
AM 1260 The Rock and the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland proudly present Where We Worship. This 30-minute locally produced program highlights Northeast Ohio's Catholic parishes and institutions, their rich histories, and what they do to meet the spiritual needs of those they serve. Now here's your host, Bob Tayak.
Welcome to Where We Worship, a program highlighting parishes and Catholic institutions throughout Northeast Ohio, with the intention of offering you insight and understanding on the importance of community in our Catholic faith. And this program sponsored in part by the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland. Well, the U.S. Conference of Catholic Bishops best describes the parish as the place where the church lives. Parishes are communities of faith, of action, and of hope. And they're where the gospel is proclaimed and celebrated. And parishes are the home of the Christian community. They are the heart of the church. And why are they essential to our relationship with God? One only needs to turn to Scripture. In his letter to the Hebrews, St. Paul writes, "We must consider how to rouse one another to live and do good works. We should not stay away from our assembly, as is the custom of some, but encourage one another, and this all the more, as you see the day drawing near." Well, today on Where We Worship, we feature a parish which holds a rather unique place in the history of the diocese, where a group of would-be parishioners came together to ask the pastor in a neighboring community to assist them in establishing a new parish in their community. Guardian Angels Parish, located in suburban Copley on the far west end of Akron. It was 60 years ago that that group of Catholic women sought assistance in establishing a parish in Copley. And as the story goes, the fundraising began in the home of Mary Emery on December 8th, 1954, and by 1964, Guardian Angels Parish was raised to parochial status. Well, this is your host, Bob Tayak, and joining me on Where We Worship, the pastor of Guardian Angels Parish, Father Chris Weber, along with lifelong parishioners, sisters Lindsay Wilkinson and Rachel Rice, and their mom, Janet Kepis. And Father Weber, we'll start with you. Tell us a little bit more about the founding of the parish and the establishment of the St. Clair Society, which worked tirelessly to bring Copley its own parish.
Yes. Thanks, Bob, for having us. I appreciate the opportunity to be here today. You know, that St. Clair Society is called the Altar Society today, and they're still a very, very big part of our parish community. They do loads of work to create a lot of wonderful things in the life of the parish, from our annual parish picnic, which is probably the highlight of our year because it really brings us together and does a lot of nice things. They're able to raise a lot of money to do a lot of wonderful things in the parish. They took on that phrase, Altar Society, because they do a tremendous job at making our church look very beautiful and a very nice place to worship. But as you mentioned, the folks who were a part of that St. Clair Society back in 1954, that's the origins of this society, and it's also, you know, certainly the origins of the group of people that helped to establish the parish and allow it to be what it is today.
And as I mentioned in that prelude, it is interesting because I don't know of any other parish where you had a group, particularly a women's group, decide that it's time to get a parish in our community.
Sure.
And then to take it on and meet the challenge. Just a wonderful tradition and history you have. 60-year anniversary, Father?
Yes.
I think there's already been some celebrating, but fill us in.
Well, actually, you're right. 60 years. This is our 60th year anniversary. We don't want to just have one event where we celebrate it and we're done. We want to look at the entire year, and we've just begun that, and have a year of celebration. And just at the very beginnings of January, which was just a few weeks ago, Bishop Woost came out, and we recently had a capital campaign to make some important improvements to the parish, and we had an open house and a blessing of our new parish hall and our renovated kitchen. And it was all able to be taken care of through the generosity of the people and the campaign. And Bishop Woost came out, and interestingly enough, he gave the parish a wonderful history lesson, kind of like what you just shared with us. And he consecrated our hall, and you know, in his prayers, he reminded us that it's from this social space that we can start to continuing to build our community. So that was a very good way to kick off our 60th year anniversary, and we're in the process of planning more and more things as the year goes on. And in June, Bishop Mlesik will be out to celebrate an anniversary mass at the end of June, the 60th anniversary mass. So we're looking forward to that, and then continuing to do some social things and remembrances of what we've kind of been doing the last 60 years. So the whole year is a celebration.
True. I guess for Lindsay or Rachel or Janet, whoever might want to jump in, growing up in the parish and with your involvement even there today, did you get a feel of that type of tradition and the longstanding commitment that came from within the community and even from, let's say, the Altar Society as being such a, I'll call it a backbone of the parish and involvement?
Yeah, I would say, this is Rachel.
I was going to say, I want to introduce Rachel.
Go ahead, Rachel. Thank you. So I would say, yeah, there's a big backbone related to my grandparents specifically, who were with the church basically from the beginning. And so my grandma was a part, Kay Stair was a part of the Altar Society. So I think, like you said, that female presence of such a big presence in the community, we can get this done, we're strong women, we have a faith, and here's all that we can do. So grandma basically instilled that to all of us, to my mom, Janet, to my sisters, to my brother. And so it flows through today. That committee is obviously still very present in our church and with all these different functions that they do, as Father Chris mentioned, and then us kind of aligning with that, helping out where we can, and just stemming from our family, our background, and seeing my grandma do it from us as little children watching her.
And maybe I'll turn to you, Lindsay, and say, growing up then, from when you were just a child and so forth, installation really, or the instilling of the faith, I mean, it really is interesting to me that it may well have come starting there from an organization such as that.
Absolutely. So growing up, that church, our church, was really a second home. Mm-hmm. We were there all the time. From events that my grandparents would help out with, fundraisers, and then with my parents that were involved with a youth group, right? So it was the high school kids, but here we are at 5 and 6 years old, and we were at the church all of the time. Mm-hmm. And then, you know, you grow up throughout your life and go through different stages, and then you get to the point where now we're getting married there. I was baptized, confirmed, First Communion there, I guess, first, then confirmed, then you get married there, and then here I am, right, full circle, bringing my kids back to every single Sunday, right, to church, and then they get baptized there, and then the cycle goes on.
I have to ask you this. I get the impression that Copley, in that respect, a little bit provincial, but in a good way, that's very much part of the community and its fabric, mm-hmm. would you say?
Correct. I almost like that we are a small community, and our church might not be this big, huge, you know, structure, but it's all about coming inside and, just as Lindsay said, feeling like home. And that's really what it's all about. You know everybody. At the end of masses, we're always one of the last families to leave. Poor Father is waiting for us to go. But it's just, you know everybody. You want to catch up. It's just a weekly thing. And so I think you can feel that with the community. Anybody who would ever come in just for a visit, a vacation, you know, whatever, coming from an outside town, can see how big we are to making people feel warm and home environment.
Amen. When we return, Guardian Angels Parish in the Akron suburb of Copley on Where We Worship on AM 1260, The Rock. You're listening to Where We Worship on AM 1260, St. Peter the Rock Radio, with special thanks to the Diocese of Cleveland for support of this program. This is your host, Bob Tayak, with a message for our listeners. Are you a digital subscriber to the weekly email newsletter provided by the Diocese of Cleveland? Right before the weekend begins, the Diocese delivers a series of updates and stories from ministries throughout Northeast Ohio, as well as Bishop Edward Mlesik's Gospel Reflection for that Sunday. Be sure to visit dioceseofcleveland.org and click on the subscriber box that pops onto your screen. And now, as our interview continues with the pastor, Father Chris Weber, and longtime parishioners, sisters, Lindsay Wilkinson and Rachel Rice, and their mom, Janet Kepis. We're talking about Guardian Angels Parish in Copley. And let's return to that topic of the parish's growth. So over the past 60 years, you've seen the parish adapt to the growth in your home community of Copley. I think really we could say from small town to suburb. And as pastor, Father, what have you found to be the challenges to adapt to, I'm guessing, a growing congregation and the needs of the parishioners?
Yeah, sure. Thanks, Bob. You know, probably one of the biggest challenges, you mentioned that, you know, Copley Township is a small community, but we also take in folks from the nearby communities. Recently, I was talking to Lisa Covington, who helps me with our PSR program, and we were reflecting upon the fact that we take in about, I think, five different school systems. So some of our children, the majority of them, don't just come from Copley Township, but they come from Highland School System, Norton, a few, Revere Schools. So we're in that kind of general area, that territory that doesn't just take in Copley Township, but is invited and included, you know, the nearby neighbors to feel a part of what we're doing. So the biggest challenge, though, because that's the question you asked, is trying to, you know, get all these communities on the same page and to mesh schedules and to communicate what's happening, especially to young families who are so busy today, and getting the word out that this is what's happening in regards to the things that are going on with the young people in our parish. So as far as a challenge, I would guess trying to communicate as best as possible. There's so many surrounding communities that come to our parish to pray and worship. And also, you know, we have a fair number of our families that send their children to St. Hilary School.
That was going to be my next question. I find this to be really interesting. Catholic education remains a priority in parishes. And I just found some uniqueness in your story, mm-hmm. Father, in that. And ladies, if you'd like to comment, Rachel or Lindsay, so you don't have a Guardian Angels school or elementary school, but at the same time, mm-hmm. there's really been a sharing of resources
That's right, St. Hilary School in Fairlawn.
So that's not far away, so
no,
that people would understand.
No.
It's within some, you know, fairly short mm-hmm. distance from you, but mm-hmm. It's been quite an agreement or a cooperative agreement.
Sure. Prior to my coming to the parish 4 years ago as pastor, Father Jim Kramer was the pastor at the time that the clustering process was taking place in the Diocese of Cleveland, where we were asked to mesh our resources and come together and work together. And one of the agreements at that time, along with St. Victor's up in Richfield, is that we would support St. Hilary School from the standpoint of if we have parishioners who want a Catholic education for their children, they wouldn't be excluded from that because we don't have a school, but we would find a place where they can go and educate their children, and we would support those children as best we can financially and in any way that we could to promote what's happening over at St. Hilary School, for example, and to communicate to the larger parish community what's happening in, we would call that, you know, it's not our school, but it's where our kids go to get a Catholic education.
Lindsay or Rachel, I would assume, did either of you go to St. Hilary's then? And did you find, where I'm going with this is, you find these rivalries within, you know, communities and Catholic schools in different suburbs and locations. And yet, this looks like it's been a nice marriage or merger, if you will, or at least cooperative agreement for Catholic education to succeed.
Yeah, I'll say so. Rachel and I actually did not go to Catholic schools growing up. So we went to Copley High School and graduated there. What I will say is when I had my youngest, so seventh grade, so she's about 13 now. It's crazy to think about that. I didn't realize that there was the cluster arrangement that was going on. So she was getting to the time where she was ready to start kindergarten. And I thought to myself, I heard a presentation at church on Sunday about the opportunity to be able to offer a Catholic education to my children, which is something I never thought would be something I would be able to offer to my children. And in finding out about that great opportunity, it really unlocked, I think, significant value. While I think, growing up in a public school for me worked out fine, right? I had a great education, worked out okay. I do think it's a different day and age today than it was when we went to school. And I think that for my children to be able to go to school and look around and see friends and a community that share their same values, regardless of what neighborhood they live in, regardless of what their family background is, what their mom and dad do, they all share a common value and a common thread from the school system, and being able to be brought together at St. Hilary, that has been just incredibly valuable. So I'm very lucky to have that arrangement in place.
Mm-hmm. Rachel, would you agree?
Yeah, 100% agree with Lindsay. And actually, one of the biggest reasons why we chose Catholic education for our daughter, who's now in the third grade there, is because her cousins go there. I don't know 100% if that would have been a choice we made because, again, we went to public school. So we didn't think about that, but I wanted her to go with her cousins, and now I can't say enough. I mean, I don't know what I would have done if we would not have made that decision. I mean, like Lindsay said, just having that spiritual growth with everybody around you, having that same moralistic values and bringing each other up and not down, which is a lot of what you see in today's day and age. And I just think that we need that so much more, exponential growth in prayer, belief in faith in God, and what does that mean, and having friends that feel that way too.
Coming up, Guardian Angels in Copley, Summit County, serving the faithful with active ministries on AM 1260, The Rock. You're listening to Where We Worship, featuring Guardian Angels Parish in the Akron suburb of Copley on AM 1260, The Rock. My guest, Guardian Angels Pastor Father Chris Weber, along with longtime parishioners, sisters Lindsay Wilkinson and Rachel Rice, and their mom, Janet Kepis. And Father, I always like to ask this question to the Summit County Akron area pastor. I know that you've had previous assignments around the diocese, but would you comment on the faithfulness of Catholics in the greater Akron area? Mm-hmm. And I ask this from the perspective of the entire Cleveland Diocese, where I don't know if a lot of members know about the vibrancy of the faith in the Akron area, where the image for so many years, it's a largely evangelical community and so forth. But the Catholic faith as practiced, I found it personally to be remarkable. Never knew it existed to that degree in Akron. Yeah. I wondered if you'd comment.
Well, it's interesting that you referenced the fact that I've been in some previous assignments, so I've kind of got a good taste of what it's like around the diocese. I also have had the opportunity not just to be in different territories within the diocese, but different kind of settings, from the inner city to suburbs, which were pretty affluent, to now what I would consider Copley and the general area around our parish is good kind of blue-collarish, hard-working kind of people that are very committed to simple things, but also committed to important things like their faith and worship on a Sunday and having a nice experience to kind of get away from the world for a while. And as Lindsay talked about, catching up with friends and hanging around for an extended period of time, so it's not rushing into church and rushing out. People stay almost to the very end at all of our Masses, and they continue to interact with each other once Mass is over. I mention that because I think that kind of describes the faith of the Akron area. It's not just let's get our commitment in and get in and out, but let's come to our parish where we know people and where we can share our lives, our ups and downs, our joys, our challenges. Obviously, you're going to see a lot of young people who have children of the same age that are gravitating to each other, so they're involved with a lot of things outside of the parish. But it's an extension, I think, of what's happening in our parish, because then they can take it to wherever they're going. So I would say the Akron area faith, probably it's a place where people come and see great value in what they're doing, their parish community. They don't see it as, at least my experience, as a weekly obligation that it's something I have to do and get over with, but somewhere I can go and build my faith and share my faith with others. And I'm not saying that that isn't necessarily the case around the diocese, because I'm quite certain it is, But in being the pastor of these folks here, I noticed that it's more than our parish it is. It's more than just a place to pray and worship, which is important, but it's a place to connect with other people. And I think maybe that's probably unique of the Akron area from my limited experience down there.
Mm-hmm. My next question I ask in each one of these interviews, and I think both Rachel and Lindsay have already answered it to a degree, but young people, yes, and reaching them in this current culture, yeah, and how difficult it appears to be. It's a challenge, I know, for every pastor. What's your thinking, or what kind of philosophy do you take as far as trying to reach young people, keeping them, or teaching mm-hmm. them the faith, and then, of course, keeping them faithful?
Well, I think our most important witness to that is making them feel welcome at our parish masses. And then once they're in the doors, doing our very best to make them feel comfortable and welcomed there, of course. I try my best to give them a good message about hope and where what we just heard in the gospel today will fuel them for the rest of the week or in the days ahead. So make them feel like, I'm going to come to church today, you know, young people we're talking about here, where I'm going to hear or receive something that's going to help me. And then in that, you know, we have our fair share of young families with children, and to encourage them, the parents, bring your children to Mass. Of course, they're young, and of course, they don't know everything right away, but they'll grow in their faith if we're consistently bringing them here. Mom and Dad, you're being a good witness to your faith by consistently being here, making it a positive experience. It seems like a longer kind of road to go down, but in time, those seeds that we plant down the road, you know, like Lindsay's and Rachel's children, like them, they told you they came to church as very, very young children, and they're still here today.
They still here.
So I'm thinking if they do that for their children are going to be here tomorrow. Those are the kind of things that we have to consistently do. Just constantly bring your family to church. Be excited about coming to church as an adult parent, and then that'll rub off on your children. Interestingly enough, that's really my experience growing up. I probably, at a very young age, kicked and screamed going to Mass, but my parents didn't give up on me. You know, they made sure we were there, and you know, myself and my siblings, we have a strong faith because of our parents' faith. So I think that's what's going to help tomorrow's young people. If their parents can have a strong faith and their children see that, it's going to help them have a strong faith too.
As we look to wrap up here, real quickly for Rachel and Lindsay, any particular fond memory or person or anything over your years at the parish, at Guardian Angels Parish, that come to mind as we look kind of historically at this?
I would say just a collection of my family, which were inspirational. So my grandparents and my parents and all of the love and hard work and effort they've put into the church and the different organizations that they were part of. So seeing that growing up, that is an inspiration. And sometimes I feel like I need to do more because that was what I saw, and I don't feel like I'm doing enough. But I digress on that. It's more just seeing those role models and being around the church constantly at a young age. And then, you know, just building upon that now some way, somehow.
Yeah, and I think to wrap up, I think it would be, I feel in the conversation of Guardian Angels and Copley, Monsignor Wolf was at the church throughout a big chunk of my childhood. And then you think back, and he was always, you know, very much into Copley history, and it was just a great influence. So he comes top of mind when you think about, you know, 60 years and my childhood growing up there. That's probably one person I would mention outside of, you know, as already mentioned, you know, grandparents, right, that spent a lot of time there and for their friends. And then now we see grandparents, sure, or grandchildren of, you know, my grandparents' friends there. So, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. You know, it's interesting, Rachel. I didn't get to it in my questions, but I can tell the audience who may not know the Akron area Catholic community well, Monsignor Wolf, legendary man. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and you reflect. I'm glad you brought that up. Father, how can someone learn more about Guardian Angels in Copley?
Well, our parish website is a very simple website, I think, to understand. It's copleyangels.org. And obviously, in today's day and age, that's the easiest way to connect with places like a church.
Sure.
Go onto our website, and everything is certainly going to be on site there, from our phone number to contact people to learning more about how you can become a member if you're living in our area or coming to visit our Mass schedule and things of that nature. You know, I mentioned we had this capital campaign, and it's really allowed us to improve our facilities. So I'm looking forward to doing more and more things along the lines that the girls just mentioned. You know, with COVID hitting us not too long ago and this campaign and some damage to our church and us rebuilding it, we've kind of slowed down for a while, but there's great potential, and I look forward to taking advantage of everybody's generosity and spirit and doing more and more because we have the opportunity to do it now. So continuing what has happened so long ago and bringing it in into the future, you know.
And that's a good one. Copley, C-O-P-L-E-Y, CopleyAngels.org. You've been listening to Where We Worship. This is your host, Bob Tayak, this presentation featuring Guardian Angels in Copley, Summit County. Where We Worship, a production of AM 1260, St. Peter the Rock Radio, focusing on the essential aspects of community worship and participation in our Catholic life. As written in the Gospel of St. Matthew, chapter 2, prayer as a community is essential for our spiritual growth and personal well-being. God does not intend for us to bear our crosses alone.
Thank you for listening to Where We Worship with host Bob Tayak, presented by AM 1260 The Rock and the Catholic Diocese of Cleveland. If you missed any part of today's show, you can listen to the program in its entirety by going to our website, am1260therock.com, and clicking the On Demand tab.
The preceding program was a production of St. Peter the Rock Media and is brought to you by you. If you liked it, consider making a donation and supporting Catholic radio programming on AM 1260 The Rock.
Click on the orange donate button at am1260therock.com.